growing concern over a growing health crisis.
China has more than 200 confirmed cases of coronavirus.
It's confirmed called. Cases there is now 322.
They declared this a global health emergency.
Right now in a very active containment mode.
None of us should ever forget what it was like in the midst of that COVID-19 pandemic.
In a century.
Over a million have now been infected by coronavirus worldwide since the
start. Fear, the deaths around the world, the uncertainty, the destruction.
It's forcing more states to crack down.
And the control.
New measures in some states slow the spread of the coronavirus, as you can
lives,
see.
Lives, families destroyed, ripped apart, and businesses gone forever.
Feeling anxiety for millions of small businesses.
Spending about 60% of closed businesses that won't be reopening, and that
tell
number
me that this is dangerous. Right next to me as a slap in my face and all the businesses that are going under. We need your help.
Thanks to the Trump administration, a miraculous vaccine has put an end to the worst of this virus. But the long-term effects from the pandemic are far from over. And we should be angry. Because we now have the chance to put together the puzzle pieces that show what really happened. We know the negligence of the world elites that helped cause this mess and the cover-up from our most powerful leaders.
You are completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
It's not just China. Big tech and our government were part of this mess as well. Tonight, back to the chalkboard with an expose of what really happened in 2020 and what's currently going on now. Tonight, deadly negligence, exposing the real origins of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Hello, America. About a year ago, I did a show on COVID-19, and we just expressed some questions. And we didn't put it up on YouTube because at the time it was so dangerous, it probably would have gotten us kicked off entirely off of the platform. I don't know why you can't ask questions anymore, but there are some very important questions and we have some answers for you tonight. And we're going to show you exactly what BioLevel 2 means, the Wuhan lab. We have Stu joining us now, just got off of his show. Stu, and he's in a
BioLevel 4 suit, Glenn.
Does not look like a BioLevel 4 suit. It's there. I mean, you don't have a helmet or any. What are you wearing?
You asked for a BioLevel 4 suit 90 minutes before your show. So this is what you get. This is it.
Where'd you get the suit there, Stu?
Sherwin-Williams.
Sherwin-Williams. Okay, Sherwin-Williams. And the hose that's going into your neck, real quick. What is that exactly?
It's an external breathing apparatus.
Now, what is it? What are you hanging on to?
It's the steam iron from our dressing room.
Okay.
I can't breathe through it, but my t-shirt underneath is.
Can we at least get him a helmet? We'll get you a helmet. You're going to have to use your imagination tonight. We'll explain about BioLevel safety, safety level 4, and the difference between 4 and 2 in just a little bit later on in the program. Tonight's show is really, really important. There is a new poll being released this week from Politico and Harvard University that finds the majority of Americans now believe COVID-19 was the result of a lab leak from China. 52% of the country now think this is what happened, and guess what? The idea is kind of bipartisan. 59% of Republicans, 52% of Democrats are all in agreement. Consider that for a second. A consensus today in this country, that doesn't happen anymore. Like, I think 80% believe in 99 genders, and 20% of us are like, are you out of your mind? Thankfully, common sense is winning on the front. People don't like cover-ups. They also use their own common sense. Over a year ago, we couldn't even talk about this. I told you I did a show on the Wuhan lab. We didn't air it on YouTube. We kept it behind the paywall. Probably would have been kicked off of the platform for doing that show a year ago. All I was doing was asking questions, but that's too dangerous for the mainstream media and Silicon Valley. I showed maps on that episode like this. The Wuhan Seafood Market. That's the place where the Chinese, the WHO, and very interestingly, members within American medical circles, told us was the likely origin of the pandemic. But what was weird, and we pointed this out over a year ago, it was 277 meters away from a bio lab where the Chinese were actively studying coronavirus. That's weird. And they weren't just studying the virus. This lab has one of the largest collections of coronavirus in the world. Now, how do you look at just this one map and not let common sense take over? Well, I mean, if you got the elites and the media in the world doing everything in their power to shoot down the idea that the Chinese could possibly have made a mistake, the big question is not, how do you not see that? The question should be is, how come the media is working so hard? Why are they doing this? Well, could it be that there are a lot of people who had their toes dipped into the same money pool? There's a lot of people that didn't necessarily do anything nefarious. Maybe criminal, maybe. Is that why people just freaked out and they're like, oh my gosh, this has destroyed the economy of the world. Cover it up. That's what tonight's show is all about. The story is first a tale of negligence at best, and then cover up. First, tonight, the negligence. The elites of the world, the people calling themselves experts, trusted the Chinese Communist Party with one of the most dangerous weapons we can all imagine on the planet. A virus. A deadly virus. Now, I want to make clear, I am not assigning guilt here in this episode. We just want you to know what's going on and who was involved and when. Because if proof comes that the lab leak is the answer. Everyone that was involved. I don't care if they're Chinese, American. I don't care if they're short, fat, black, white, Democrat, Republican. Anyone involved needs to be held accountable. Second, the cover-up. There is currently an attempt to control the narrative. It's been going on for a year to direct the story. Everyone from big tech, the media, the Chinese, even our own government has been involved in it. And at first you could say, well, it's because of Donald Trump. That doesn't work anymore. What lies behind the cover could reveal the dirty secret that in order to cut corners, the academic elites and government entrusted communist China with a civilian and a civilization-killing weapon. Before we trace back to the history of the who, what, and where of the pandemic, let's first take a look at where we are right now. We're at the tail end of a massive operation by elites in the media, big tech, government, and even scientists who are trying to control the narrative. And it is stunning, a stunning attack on human, basic human rights of being able to debate, ask questions of our own government, and a violation of basic common sense. Big tech has done everything in their power to censor any and all talk about the lab leak theory and its backfiring. It has brought out liberal commentators like Bill Maher. Even Jon Stewart has come around. And I know Bill Maher and Jon Stewart, they're pretty smart guys. What's causing them to push back on the accepted narrative? What's causing them to push back against something that even our own government is trying to tell us? Well, Dr. Fauci has been saying that the lab leak theory is false for over a year, and the media has blindly been carrying this water with little to no critical thought ever since. Just Google it. You see the wall of articles that come back at you like this one. I love this. Quote, no, science clearly shows that COVID-19 wasn't leaked from a Wuhan lab. Oh, does it? Because I read the article and I don't read any hard evidence disproving the lab leak in the article. You know, it's almost weird. It's almost like the media is hoping that you won't read the story. You'll just read the headline. Again, I ask how people like Bill Maher and Jon Stewart are being converted. It's pretty darn easy. Put the map back up again on the screen. Yeah. The lab where the virus was being studied 277 meters from the market. Common sense on the surface, but we're not going to talk about the surface. We need to go deeper. People don't like to be told what to think. And when you're being told, don't think out of the box, don't think out of the box, you immediately think out of the box. Now, what's stopping the elites? What's stopping the elites of the world from telling us that water isn't wet and fire doesn't burn? What's stopping it? Nothing. Nothing. Because everybody seems to be cool with saying, yep, that fire, it can't burn. Well, to convince us, they called up their favorite weapons, scientists. This has done so much to damage the scientific community, it is staggering. It's something that started really with Woodrow Wilson, and ever since then, the government has routinely given the reins to scientists who just know better about things than you do. Check out this article from the New York Times. Now, this came out just last week. A group of scientists have nailed it. They now think that they have the smoking gun that disproves the lab leak theory. And I quote, scientists point to a recent report showing that markets in Wuhan, China, have sold live animals susceptible to the virus. Okay, that's case closed. I mean, what about this little inconvenient fact? No one can find an animal infected with COVID-19. They haven't found it. I mean, they might be susceptible, but where's the animal? Listen to this part. Quote, that's despite efforts by China to test tens of thousands of animals, including pigs, goats, and geese. No one has found a direct progenitor of the virus. Huh. That's awkward. But let's just say you agree with the government that science is science, and that's all you should believe is what the scientists say. How do they reconcile the comments from the former CDC chief, Dr. Robert Redfield? He's a scientist. He said, quote, it's obvious COVID-19, the most likely origin is that it escaped from a lab. We have a letter published by a group of doctors claiming the entire case that the coronavirus didn't come from a lab. It was done by China and the WHO, and everyone else just took their lead. The lab leak theory was never even considered for a long time. Quote, the two theories were not given balanced consideration. Only four of the 313 pages of the report and its annexes address the possibility of a laboratory accident, end quote. Now, China, obviously, is never going to entertain the idea that they were anyway culpable of what was happening. And the WHO is firmly in their pocket, as we now know. And guess what? The rest of the world went right along with whatever the Chinese spoon-fed. Let me give you another letter. This one is penned by 31 scientists and doctors, all but pleading for a larger investigation into the origins of the virus. Believe all scientists? Okay, but which ones are we supposed to unequivocally believe? And what's up with the current disconnect between all of them? Could it be that some of them might have some skeletons to hide? Oh, we'll get back to that later in the show. Back in a minute. All right, I want to show you the narrative that is being pushed right now. There was no lab leak. Everything going on in Wuhan, legit, on the level. This was all natural, and more importantly, no one is to blame. That's what's being said right now. And the last part is key, and I'll explain why in a second. But to believe this narrative, you have to go completely blind to the obvious facts. I showed you earlier the map of Wuhan, the proximity of the lab, and the animal market. All right, now that's a common sense approach, but it doesn't have to be true. But let me add some new facts. Let's take a look at what some of the actual scientists are pointing out. This is scientific study of the facts, published by a doctor at the University of Hamburg. We all know how delicious hamburgers are and how great Germans are with efficiency. This guy's some bigwig doctor, I guess. In his words, and based off the evidence, there is a 99.9% chance of the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. Now, let me give you the facts. These are sticky things. First fact, there is no natural host that has been found. The narrative is that this was all natural and no one was at fault. If so, they would have identified the animal by now, the host animal, but they haven't. Do you remember SARS and MERS? When MERS came out and SARS came out, that was when the elites went in to look at these two things and compare these two cases. In those cases, the host animal was found. Guess what? That's not the case with COVID. How about with Ebola? They found it came from a monkey. China and the WHO have confirmed this. This is an excerpt from an interview that is still on the WHO website. Quote, "We have collected 50,000 samples of wild animals covering 300 different species with the PCR testing of those more than 50,000 samples. The testing results were again negative." I got a little hint to aid them in their research. Maybe try testing the animals in the Wuhan lab. And I have a reason for saying that. I mean, you have to get past the Communist Party guards, but I'll show you the evidence on that. The next piece is well-suited receptors. This seems to be something that is well-suited for humans. There's something in it that it makes it easy for it to jump to humans. That is highly unusual. By the way, with a no natural host, you can't reverse this. You can't give the COVID virus to a bat. It won't affect the bat. How is that even possible? Now, on this, the German scientist said that the COVID virus is, quote, astonishingly effective at binding to human receptor cells. So how did it get so good at binding to humans? More in a minute. He said this is due to binding domains paired with parts of the virus that enable it to be insanely contagious. In his words, the evidence points to a non-natural origin. Were scientists at Wuhan manipulating this virus? Don't know. Or do we? No matter which doctor you listen to, they'll all say pretty much the same, that the anomaly in the COVID virus that makes it jump to humans is an unexplained mystery. Wrong bats in Wuhan. Did you know that? They don't sell in that market the kind of bat that this would come from. In fact, the bats are 1,200 miles away from that market. I don't think you're going with a bucket of bats to go sell them at the market, you know, on a Saturday. I don't think that's what's happening. You're not driving 1,200 miles. They got other bats they can eat and make soup with. How did those bats get to that market? Well, we showed you on our first episode over a year ago, the Communist Party did a documentary of the Wuhan lab showing the doctors 1,200 miles away getting the bats for coronavirus. But even still, see point one, none of the animals in the area have tested positive for COVID. The next fact, the history. This one's a really sticky one. This is a name that I'm going to come back to, Dr. Shi. She is known as the Bat Woman. She's a researcher at Wuhan that has a history of using spike proteins that bind to receptors in humans and bats. You might have heard of it called gain of function. It's a fancy way of saying, how do we get this virus to be more contagious for humans? It's used by scientists to try to get ahead on vaccines. But this was being done in Wuhan, where there's lax safety measures. In fact, we have Stu we can go to again. I mean, he's got the BioLevel 4. Wait until you see what you actually have to wear at BioLevel 2. I'll come back to it later on the program. Let's just say their containment system, not exactly up to par. Direct indications of a lab leak is your next one. The history, the lack safety, and then the direct lab leak. They're unexplained indications. Now, what does that mean? Well, they're unexplained. The intelligence community is now analyzing cell phone data that could indicate that the Wuhan lab went into some kind of crisis and shutdown in October 2019. And this, recently, is when everything started to crash for the anti-lab leak theory. It was revealed that three researchers at the Wuhan lab had been hospitalized in November of 2019 with COVID-like symptoms. And then all of a sudden, everybody was like, oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, you can talk about that lab leak. What? That's not so crazy. This was before Dr. Fauci emails came out. And boy, is there a lot of those emails. 3,000 Fauci emails. But the some of the most interesting are really from 2020, at the bottom of 2020. The very beginning of the pandemic, Fauci sent an article to a colleague that was published at sciencemagazine.org. In the article, the author mentions two names, Dr. Shi of the Wuhan lab and Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance. This is Peter Daszak. This is Dr. Shi. Okay. And I want you to remember that because we're going to get into another chalkboard in a second. The article clearly hit a nerve or something because it was forwarded around multiple times. Later in the day, Fauci sent another colleague this email. Hugh, essential that we speak this AM. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward to you now. You have tasks today that must be done. Wow, does that sound like a movie? The paper he attached was regarding gain of function research, as in manipulating a virus to make them more transmissible. The article he later forwarded was the same Science Magazine piece that mentioned Dr. Shi and Peter Daszak. So what is it that has Fauci so rattled? I wonder, could this one be a part of his uneasiness? Later the same day, Fauci responds from another colleague who said, quote, I should mention that after discussions earlier today, Eddie, Bob, and Mike and myself all find the genome inconsistent with expectations from an evolutionary theory. So here we have a virology expert that claimed the consensus among their peers was that COVID was not natural. In other words, manipulated in a lab. So why would that cause such an uproar in tandem with an internet article mentioning a Chinese and American scientist? Oh, we just hit the facts. Let me show you the timeline next. All right, let's now go on the timeline. For over a year, experts all over the world have been in a near crisis mode to try to disprove, ignore, or even censor any ideas that say that might have come from a lab. Why? Let me go back to the beginning and show you who is involved with what and when. Now, I want you to understand I'm not accusing anyone of anything. What I am doing is I'm laying out a case that if the lab leak theory is confirmed, and I'm not sure it ever will be to anybody's real satisfaction, but if it is confirmed, some of these people might have some explaining to do, and this is why it's a cover-up. December 2011. Dr. Fauci published an article in the Washington Post trying to make the case for gain-of-function research. Remember, gain-of-function is the act of altering a virus to make it more transmissible to humans. So it's easy to jump from human to human. Now, they do this to try to get ahead of it. They try to do this to say, if this happens, here's a vaccine. In the article, Fauci admits this kind of research is risky. Quote, the question is whether benefits of such research outweigh the risks. The answer is not simple. I would agree. I don't know. He ends up making the case that benefits outweigh the risks. The assumption is that we're talking about responsible scientists that are leading the charge. Remember, in June 2014, Fauci's HHS awarded $3.7 million grant to an organization called EcoHealth Alliance. Now, let's start laying this out. So he says gain of function in 2011. It's really, really important. Then through his department, he decides, Fauci, to give $3.7 million to this guy, a name I mentioned earlier. This is Peter Daszak. Peter Daszak, his description for the funding is, quote, understanding the risk of bat coronavirus emergence. Oh, by the way, Peter runs EcoHealth Alliance. So Peter and EcoHealth then diverted some of the grant money to the Wuhan lab. Yes, the same lab. The lead coronavirus research in Wuhan is yet another familiar face. Oh, I just love her so much. Her name is Dr. Shi. Dr. Shi. She's known as the Bat Lady. Okay, so as this was going on, this is June 2014, Fauci's giving the money to these guys, which is going to Dr. Shi. And that's when President Obama walks in and says, whoa, 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 stop. We don't want any money going to this kind of research because there was multiple safety lapses at federal facilities. So all research and funding was halted. Except crazily, not this $3.7 million. That's not what happened. Let me show you. This is a research paper that was published in November 2015, a year after the moratorium. That's when the Bat Lady comes out and says she's in Wuhan at the lab. She and other multiple doctors from all over the world, including the United States, are listed as authors, and its description is, quote, a SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronaviruses shows potential for human emergence. Oh. So the virus they start with was a SARS-like coronavirus that was present in bats in China, but it wasn't infecting humans at that time. They proceeded to manipulate it, so then it was transmissible to humans, also known as gain of function. Now take a look at the acknowledgments of the section. Funding support came from the, where do I have my, here they are. It came from the NIAI. Then it also came from USAID. And, these guys again, the EcoHealth Alliance with Peter Daszak. Isn't that fantastic? I thought there was a halt on the research. Check out their little disclaimer. They claim these experiments were, quote, initiated and performed before the gain-of-function research funding pause and have since been reviewed and approved for continued study by the NIH. Fauci. Gain-of-function research was canceled for everyone else, but they made this one exception for the Chinese Communist Party. They were publishing academic studies describing the entire thing. Money was flowing in the direction of Wuhan that the study clearly acknowledges. So, I mean, there's no way Dr. Fauci can deny this, right?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain of function research?
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain of function research.
It's kind of like you got to know what the definition of is. Is he directly lying, or is a word play that's going on here? Because we have the evidence. We know that U.S. taxpayer dollars were going to Wuhan, China through EcoHealth. But is there any more evidence as to what was being done there? Well, let me show you this. This is Peter Daszak in March of 2016, in his own words, describing the type of research that he's helping pay for in Wuhan.
So we sequence the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to, this virus could really become pathogenic in people.
Okay, so there he is. His colleagues in China were inserting spiked proteins into coronaviruses to see if they would bind to human cells. Wait. As I showed you earlier, the expert claimed that the presence of these spiked proteins is a mystery. Doesn't seem like it, because the guy sending U.S. tech dollars to the Wuhan lab is explaining exactly what's going down right there on C-SPAN. How is this even a debate? In November 2019, three researchers at the Wuhan lab fell ill with an illness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that illness. They fell down with a boo-boo. We just got this disclosure. It looks like it might have been coronavirus. Wait a minute. That's November 2019. December 9th, December 9th, something else happens. And then December 31st, wait a minute, this is a month before the world knows anything. And why this big gap here? Oh, I'm saving this. Something happened between here and here. Oh, yeah, wait. All of a sudden, we start seeing scientists, doctors, even media start backtracking on the narrative. Well, it might have come from the lab. Now, let's skip ahead to December 9th, 2019. 22 days before China would report a pneumonia-like virus breaking out from Wuhan. Doctors and scientists from all around the world met in happy Singapore. Yes, it was at the virus conference. I love the virus conference. I go every year. Well, let's take a look at some of the attendees. Let's see. We have Peter Daszak. I don't have a little Peter Daszak. There's Peter Daszak. So we got him. Remember, EcoHealth. Then we have Danielle Anderson, who worked in the Wuhan lab. She was there, and she actually wrote the first check trying to disprove the lab leak theory. She was like, oh, absolutely not. And then also the Batwoman. Batwoman, Dr. She was there. Now, that's quite a collection of people before the pandemic officially began. Peter Daszak even introduced Dr. She and tweeted these photos of her. And then he followed that tweet up with a comment about how you can go and train at the Wuhan lab. All these people were working together back in 2014. They were publishing papers that we showed you together in 2015. And as late as 2019, they're all hanging out, singing the praises of one another and the Wuhan lab. Those tweets now have been deleted. Doesn't look guilty at all. But it's not just these small-time players. This conference was put on by an organization called the Coalition of Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. I've never even heard of it, have you? Well, they were launched in Davos in 2017 at a place you've never heard of, the World Economic Forum. And, oh, I wish that really happened in real life. They received funding from Norway, Germany, Japan, Canada, Australia, Bill Gates and his wife. Along with CEPI, the conference was co-sponsored by the World Health Organization. Oh, and one other. Oh, yeah, Fauci's NIH. With all this firepower, including national governments, big businesses, organizations, I think it's safe to say there's enough here that nobody wants this to go out. They all have a dog in this shootout. They all have a dog in this fight. Nobody wants that. I'm not saying they did anything wrong. Well, this is kind of bad over here. But they're all hobnobbing with either the people funding the Wuhan lab or the ones who are actually doing the gain-of-function research in the lab. Now, looking at this timeline, it exposes something insane. Facts don't lie. Even as dangerous research was deemed too risky to perform in the United States, the experts decided to keep it going and outsource it to the Chinese Communist Party. This is scandal number one. One of the most dangerous weapons in the world, a virus we entrusted to the Chinese Communist Party. And the entire world, except for us, was seemingly part of it. But there's two blanks here. Two blanks. There's this blank, and coming soon, the cover-up. Back in a minute. All right, I showed you earlier the medical research report that showed gain-of-function research was happening in Wuhan. At the same time, U.S. tax dollars were going to that Chinese lab. Well, let me show you another research report from China. But first, I want to point out the two competing arguments over whether COVID was a lab leak or it was natural. The first one, let's get this one out of the way. It's a lab leak. Okay, seems like common sense, kind of in your face. None of the investigators have found an animal infected with COVID. You can't reverse engineer that. Not to mention the fact that the Wuhan lab, you know, studying coronavirus, only 277 meters away from where everyone said it started spreading. But then there's the second one, and you're going to hear this one from the Chinese and Dr. Fauci and anyone else trying to disprove the lab leak. They'll say, yes, parts of the virus that make it easily transmissible look odd, but it most likely evolved from an animal and jumped from there. Okay. Remember, they haven't found an animal yet. I hinted at it earlier, but maybe because they know where the animal is or was that they're looking for. It is inside the Wuhan lab, but it's not a bat. I know, crazy. Let me back it up. Let me show you a research paper that was just published in May 2020. It's all about changing mice and infecting them with COVID. As per Vanity Fair, the research was published in 2020, but was actually conducted sometime in the summer of 2019, before the pandemic began. Wait a minute. So that's this giant hole here, right here. What's missing? Dr. Xi in the library with a candlestick at the Wuhan lab with mice. That's the story. The paragraph in this shows and explains how they use the mice by artificially humanizing their lungs and infecting them with COVID to see if the virus would become more transmissible. Well, guess what? Is this the animal we're looking for? Because they did it in the summer of 2019. Chinese researchers in Wuhan were growing COVID in mice with humanized lungs in the summer of 2019. And then Chinese researchers from the Wuhan lab get sick with COVID-like symptoms just a few months after the experiment. Wow, what a coincidence. And on December 31st, the outbreak is so large for China, they can't hide it anymore. I mean, maybe it's just me, but I look at this and say, are you crazy? This is what was deemed too dangerous to bring up for over a year. We were censored and in some cases banned by big tech for even talking about it. When you have this, by the way, China has a history with virus lab leaks. It happened with SARS at a Beijing lab two times. Research on coronavirus in the U.S., by the way, was allowed during Obama's moratorium for a doctor named Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina. In fact, he got some of the virus sample from the bat lady herself, Dr. Xi at Wuhan. Now, Dr. Barrick is one of the real responsible doctors. His facility is state-of-the-art. Safety protocols included the labs walled off by two sets of self-closing doors, filtered air, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. You saw Outbreak. Yeah, like that. Not like what Stu has been wearing all. Did we finally get him into? Well, that's close. Put him and Dustin Hoffman side by side. I mean, that is darn close. Stu, now the whole point was to show how you don't have to have the, the whole nine yards in a in a bio level two facility.
Was that the whole point? That's the point of this, huh?
Yeah, well, that'd make you stand and be hot and uncomfortable and angry for an hour. So let's go through. What do you need for a bio level two? You're in a so-called bio level four suit.
Yeah.
You can take off the helmet because you don't need that.
Because you said you wanted a helmet, so.
Right. Yeah, you can take off the helmet. That's a bio level four suit. You can take off, careful. You can take off the hose because you don't have to have the oxygen at a bio level two.
Really not helping me breathe, but my shirts are wrinkle free.
Yeah. Okay. All right. At a bio level two, you don't need the gloves, or the suit. So why don't you just take off the suit and the gloves?
Both? You don't need gloves?
Yeah, you don't need gloves in a bio level two.
You're dealing with coronavirus. You don't need.
Yeah, you don't need gloves. Not in a bio level two. Bio level three, sure. Bio level four, absolutely.
You want me to take off the suit?
Yeah, take off the. You are wearing something underneath that, right?
We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah. All right. Don't have all day, man. Take it off.
What about the glasses?
You can take off.
Goggles?
Yeah, the goggles you can take off.
What about the mask?
You don't need the mask.
Okay. I had two masks on. Is that okay? What about the second mask?
Yeah, take the second mask off. You don't need the little thing on your head at all. And again, you don't have to wear the suit. But you do have glasses on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to.
You're just too, you're too fat to get out of it, aren't you?
100%, but.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is honestly the what you have to wear. You can come in your own clothing. You don't need anything else. You just have to have eye protection. That's it. A pair of glasses on your eye. Then you can open up the refrigerator, get the pathogen, get the coronavirus, play with it, put it back in, and close the door. That's it. Are you serious? We're still doubting the lab leak? And if it is eventually confirmed, what's going to be done about it? I mean, is China at fault? Sure they are. But what about every government agency and organization that chose to work with Dr. Xi? Maybe they should have done a little more research before working with a Chinese scientist who has ties to the Chinese military and is trying to develop bioweapons. Now, maybe it's not smart to throw cash at a Chinese lab that handles dangerous research under subpar safety conditions. Just a thought there. But why do big corporations do business in China? It's because, I mean, no matter how woke they try to be and tell us they are, they love the shortcuts that the Chinese provide. Human rights, no big deal. Just get my shoes full of sweatshops, full of workers, ready to mass produce without any regulations. Nothing's going to stop you. They'll get the product to you. China doesn't have the regulations. But we're not talking about producing iPhones or sneakers. We're talking about the research and production of one of the most deadly, if not the most deadly weapon known to man, a virus. The entire world, seemingly, except for us, we're in on it. Now these questions, if they turn out to be true, it might become the biggest backfire of negligence and incompetence, at best, in history. Now, I do want to point out that none of this is an accusation. It is not a conspiracy theory. It is a theory based on conspiracy facts. These are questions that need to be pursued with an open dialogue by fearless reporters who are not in bed with ABC, NBC, CBS, or anybody in bed with China, anybody in bed with anybody in Washington. That's impossible to find. You have to look like this to not be in bed with somebody in Washington if you're working in Washington. For over a year, we were forbidden from even asking these questions. Let's hope that that is now changing. Back in a minute. I want you to know everything that we showed you today is based on fact and the emails that Fauci wrote and all of the facts that we could find. I hope that we're wrong on things, but these are things that can only be discovered if we actually talk about them openly. The world's being redesigned. The world is out of control. The world has been destroyed. Much of our world has been destroyed because of this coronavirus. We have to be able to talk about it and be reasonable and know who we can trust and who we can't. And I don't think there's a lot of people you can trust. They should have the courage to come forth and say, yeah, we made some mistakes. We were trying to do the right thing, but we made some mistakes. Or we trusted this, we trusted that. I will tell you that you're going to continue to get this kind of research from us. You'll get this kind of expose from me and others on this network. But you are vital to our survival. Please join us. Become a member of blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn and save. See you tomorrow on the radio. Good night.